Welcome to the Concordia Publishing House podcast, where we consider everything in the light of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm your host, Elizabeth Pittman.
Change, whether large or small, can unnerve us. When we face changes in our lives, we might feel lost and struggle to adapt. But as our guest today shares, God doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves in those times of change. Pastor Chris Kennedy is the author of Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change. Before we start our conversation with Chris, I'd like to thank our friends at LCMS Foundation for their support of the CBH podcast. How can your congregation turn significant financial gifts into a long-term funding source that will bless your congregation for generations to come? The LCMS Foundation was created to do just that. They provide professional investment services to LCMS churches, schools, and RSOs. They've helped hundreds of congregations create and grow endowments using investments tailored to each congregation's unique goals and needs. And now they'd like to help yours. Learn more at lcmsfoundation.org/podcast. Now on to our conversation with Pastor Chris Kennedy. Chris, welcome back to the podcast.
Elizabeth, thank you for having me. Good to be with you again.
You're becoming a veteran guest. I think this is fourth or fifth time you've been with us today. So it's been fun to see the different topics that you're writing on, and you've got a great new book out.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure every time we've done this, and I'm really excited about the new book and happy to have this opportunity to visit about it.
So for our listeners, Chris's new book is Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change. And if there's anything that we have all experienced multiple times in our life, that's been change. Everybody may have something different going on, but I was actually just chatting with someone today who's had some pretty significant changes, and her comment was, I don't like it. I really don't like it. So I think our conversation today will be helpful for those of us that are experiencing change, struggle with change, or are trying to help others who are going through change. Mm-hmm. Why Samuel? Why, when we're talking about change, what led you to Samuel as the catalyst for this conversation?
That's a good question. I was trying to think about that myself, how it all started with Samuel. All of my books have been based on a sermon series preached here at the congregation I serve, and this was also a sermon series originally. This was preached right as we were beginning to come out of COVID, and the sermon series was titled Recalibrate, and it was about entering this new world where things have changed and how do we do that. And so Samuel seemed to be a good match for that season. I'd always wanted to do a series on David, always been interested in his life. And I may have been studying some on David and realized that, you know, Samuel, who leads into the story of David, was actually a great fit for where we were at as a society and as a church. And so I think it may have branched out of that.
Well, it's been a fascinating book to read and to see the nuances of Samuel's life that set us up for this. Samuel's kind of a hidden treasure as far as someone to learn from in the Bible. Tell us a little bit about that and what people may not know about Samuel.
One of the things I'm most excited about with this book is the chance to teach people about Samuel. The more I studied him and what the Bible says about him, the more I realized that if there's a Mount Rushmore of people in the Old Testament, Samuel may be one of the people who belongs on that mountain. There's a passage in Psalm 99 that mentions Samuel and Moses together. Likewise, in Jeremiah 15, that he's one of these people who uniquely received messages from God and spoke to the people. He was just really a towering figure and also very much a transitional figure between the time of the judges, which was about 400 years, into the time of the kings. And so he was this hinge point that God used to make a seismic shift in the way that things were going with his people. And so I think Samuel is really one of the great figures of the Old Testament.
It's been fun to read through this. Why do you think, so the topic of change, as I said, we all experience it. Why do you think it can be so hard for us?
Change can be hard for us because we feel out of control. We like to be in control. And whenever we feel like we don't have a say in what's happening in our lives, that can be very hard for us. Change can also involve a sense of loss. You know, things used to be a certain way in my life, and now they're different. And the loss of the familiar can be very difficult to accept. You know, some changes are obviously not good, but some changes are good. And so not all change is bad. I mean, you get a raise at work, that's a change, but that's a good change. Birth of a child, that's a good change. That's exciting. But still, it takes us out of the familiar and it puts us into something else. And it just creates a new kind of stress on us. So, you know, change can be emotional and it can add stress to our lives, whether it's a good or a bad change. And I think for those reasons, we can struggle with it.
Well, and I think sometimes even those hard changes while we're going through them can end up being good for us, even though we mm-hmm. may not see it in the moment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the Bible talks about God working for good in the lives of his people. And even some of those hard changes, God can produce good things out of them. He can help us to grow and to mature. God can help us to learn to rely more on him and less on ourselves when we realize we're not as in control as we thought we were. And if we can mature as people and gain new tools in our lives, that can make us more useful to God and more helpful to other people. So a lot of good can come out of change, even out of hard changes.
Is there a time in your life where there's been a change that you'd like to share and what you learned from that?
One thing that comes to mind, and I've had a number of changes in my life, as we all do, but one thing that comes to mind was when we moved houses a couple years ago. I was actually talking with my kids in the car this morning on the way to school about how long we've been in our current house. It's been about 2.5 years. And before that, I was in a house for 12 years. My wife and I were there for 12 years, and that's where all the memories happened. All four kids, we brought them home to that house, and we just had so many great memories. And then we moved to a different house, and when we moved, I thought, a house is a house. It's just a place. And then this grief set in. I couldn't believe it. I'd always been one who I felt did well with change, but this time there was just so many memories we left behind, and the new house needed a lot of work, and so I had to gain some skills that I did not have, and I've had to learn how to do things that I didn't know how to do before out of necessity. And we're building new memories. I've had to learn to be patient as we adjust to the new realities. And I was surprised with how much I grieved over leaving one house and moving to another one.
That's a big change. We're in my house, we're getting ready. My oldest is about to graduate from high school, and so we're on the cusp of the change of the firstborn heading off to college and leaving home, and I'm in denial about that at the moment. So, but it's fun to watch the different emotions and how we're handling it now, and I'll be curious to see when the time for the change to actually take place comes. Right now it's kind of anticipation, but there's part of me that just is not ready for that yet, but it's coming whether I like it or not.
Yeah, there's those life stages where they're going to happen as time moves forward. And even if you know they're coming, just emotionally, it can be a big adjustment.
It really can. And that's why it's good that you remind us that God's word speaks into change quite a bit. You talk of it. In one of the chapters of the book, you go through a lot of God's word and where he speaks to change. Can you speak to some of those verses and where we can find comfort there?
Sure. This is early in the book. It's in chapter 3. And I really wanted to lay a foundation before we get into Samuel's life of what does the Bible say about change in general? First of all, it speaks of God being constant and steadfast. So he's our foundation. He's our anchor when our world around us is shaken and shifting. The Bible tells us the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. And so that's something we can always hold on to. There's a passage I really like in 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians 4:16, which talks about outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed. And in my research and in my conversations with people, I discovered that one of the most difficult changes for a lot of people is with our bodies. As we are aging, as we are outwardly wasting away, as we can't do all the things that we used to do physically, or we have health issues, that was a real struggle for a lot of people that I talked to in the research. And so to remember that even though outwardly we may be wasting away, inwardly God is renewing us and he's growing us and maturing us in the midst of all the changes. That was a helpful passage for me. Ecclesiastes 3 was a place that I went, as it talks about there's a time and a season for everything. And that reminds us that life is comprised of seasons. It's not going to feel the same way every year of life, every decade of life, but just naturally, just like there are seasons to the year, seasons to the church year, there are seasons and rhythms to life. And then one of my favorite parts of the book was when I had a chance to think about the seasons of Jesus' life, from when he was young to when he was first becoming known to when some of his enemies began to really resent him and plan against him. And then even, you know, those short seasons of the cross and the resurrection and all these different stages of Jesus' life. I found that fascinating to look at and to think at in terms of seasons. And then throughout it, we remember who's in control, that God's the one who's managing the affairs of this world and of our lives. And that provides great comfort in all the seasons and all the changes.
It really does. You mentioned the research you did with your congregation and with people that you know, and that, you know, physical changes are one of the top things. What else did you learn from that survey and what people told you where they struggle with change?
The survey was a nice component of the book. That was an idea that came out of the previous book, Jesus Said What? I did a survey to find out what sayings of Jesus people were interested in. So it kind of applied that same method this time. Surveyed the congregation, put it up on Facebook, and got some feedback. And some interesting things. It seemed like for people, the hardest changes had to do with health, aging, and a loss of loved ones. Those were some of the hardest things that people dealt with. And then also, I discovered that part of the difficulty with change for many people was the difference between expectations and reality. I thought life would be a certain way, and it didn't turn out the way that I thought, or things took a turn in a direction that I'm just not excited about. So for example, divorce. You know, people get married expecting to stay married, and then this unwelcome change in their lives where the marriage falls apart. Or infertility, people have a vision for what their family is going to look like, and then they have trouble having children. Children leaving the faith, that was a big one. You know, as our children grow up and they begin to forge their own path, it might not look like the path that we thought we were leading them on. Career setbacks, that was something else. You know, I expected to work up the ladder and get to this point, but, you know, the business didn't work out the way I thought, or, you know, management and I didn't mesh as well as we thought, so things went a different direction. So a lot of those expectations versus reality, that's where a lot of those struggles came in, when things didn't go the way I thought or the way I hoped that they would go.
That can be a tough one, because if we allow ourselves to get lost in focusing on what our expectations had been, if they don't match up to our reality, that can be a struggle to pull out of that. And so it's wonderful to have resources like this book that help point us to Christ, to where we know that he is constant in the midst of all the change. And I really like how you, at the end of the book, as you've done in previous books, you have kind of a resource there where, with different topics, people can go right to, as you title it, God's unfailing words of assurance for different subjects. So, you know, just quickly looking at this, out of control, anxious, sad, things that we all feel, but you take us straight to Scripture, which is the place we should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bible has a lot to say to help us. And I was thinking about it. As we talk about change, we're just talking about life. I mean, life's filled with disappointments and struggles and criticisms and dealing with people. And so when we're talking about change, we're just talking about life. And when you think about it that way, well, the Bible has a lot to say about life. And so there's no shortage of things we can find in the Bible to help us deal with change, because it's just helping us deal with the progression of life from one stage to the next and from one moment to the next sometimes.
Why should we, when we're with a friend or a loved one who's experiencing change, whether that's the loss of a loved one, something with job, whatever it may be, what can we learn from Samuel about why we should help advocate for that person?
Yeah, Samuel's such a great case study in dealing with change. You think about the changes in his life. One of them was he had to take a step back in leadership as Saul was anointed as the first king. And so Samuel had to intentionally let go of some things to help Saul to be successful. And so we see Samuel advocating for Saul as Saul was the new king, even as people were, some of them were not receiving Saul well. And Saul, in fact, didn't make the best first impression. He didn't display courage at the beginning of his, as he was being introduced as the new king. And so Samuel really, he put his weight and his authority behind Saul to help him to be successful. And for all of us, there are things about us for which we have credibility and we have strengths that we can lend to somebody else, whether it's the new kid on the block or whether it's a person who's just struggling as things are shifting and changing in their own lives. You know, we can speak well of them to others to help them make that change. We can speak words of life to them, and we can come alongside people and be an advocate for them, just as Samuel was for Saul, and then later on as he helped David to transition into being the new anointed leader. Samuel was really great about that, coming alongside people and helping them in their times of change.
As you set the book up, you include some discussion questions at the end of every chapter. What do you hope readers will take away from this, whether they're reading individually or if they're reading this as part of a Bible class or a small group?
There's a number of things I hope that readers will take out of the book. One is I hope that they'll take the comfort in knowing that God is with them throughout the different seasons of their lives, and that they can always lean on their Savior Jesus, and that he will help them through all the different seasons. So, you know, the comfort of the gospel, that God is for us and with us in Jesus. I hope that people will see that the things in the book really match up with what's going on in their lives, that the Bible is just so relevant and it's so practical to the kind of things that we go through. As people study in community, I hope that they'll be able to bond over some of these things as they share things that they have in common with each other, that, oh, you're going through something like that. I went through something like that a few years ago, or we're in the same boat. I hope that there'll be some community that develops around this, because really we're all in the same boat. You know, we're all wasting away outwardly, but by God's grace, we can be renewed inwardly. So we've got a lot in common here as fellow human beings, and I think there's a lot of points of connection for people to rally around each other.
It helps if we each take the mindset that we are going to rally around each other, we're going to help each other. I was just glancing at the table of contents, and you use the illustration, you talk about the right mindset. And what does Samuel share with us about, what can we learn there about having the right mindset when changes come?
Yeah, Samuel's mindset was to let God lead the way. There were some things that I think were difficult for Samuel to accept. It was probably difficult for him to take a step back when he was the guy that everybody looked to. You know, sometimes we have a need to be needed, and when that isn't there as much, then we really struggle. And so Samuel was really good about keeping God in front of him, looking to God and knowing that he was really Samuel was a servant of the Lord. And so the changes that Samuel was going through in his life, it was all a part of God's plan. And I think that there's a certain peace in that that helps us to deal with the various adjustments that we need to make in life. And Samuel is a really good example of that. His world was changing. Personally, things were changing. But one thing that didn't change was his allegiance to God and God's faithfulness to him. And so that walking with the Lord was really a key component of Samuel's ministry and life.
That's a good example for all of us as we go through our lives that are constant, as you mentioned earlier, constantly changing. As we wrap up, what encouragement do you have for people who are facing change, whether that be a big change or a small change? You know, all changes cause ripple effects in our lives, but what encouragement would you have for our listeners who are facing these different types of change?
Ultimately, keep looking to the Lord, keep walking with him, because he's going to be the constant throughout the varying changes of life. To be healthy in the midst of change, in the midst of any kind of struggle, if you're struggling with something new or different in your life, to make sure you're taking care of your soul through scripture and prayer and worship. Make sure you're taking care of your body. You know, stress has an effect on our bodies. So, you know, get some fresh air. Make sure you're eating well, exercising, taking care of your social needs. Keep yourself healthy, because whenever our world is shaken, we need to find some things that we know that have been tried and true in our lives that work to help us. If you're going through changes, perhaps practicing letting go. Sometimes we want to hold on to things, and those things aren't there anymore to hold on to. And so we've got to let go, and we've got to accept that change is a part of our lives. And then to be patient. Be patient with yourself. If you're going through a time of transition in life and you're struggling, give yourself permission to feel whatever struggle you're feeling. Don't be too hard on yourself. Show yourself some grace. Give God the time and the space to work things out. Back to my example of having moved into a new house, it wasn't going to feel like home day one, at least not what I thought home would feel like. It's taken time. We're still adding things and doing things and changing things. And it's beginning to feel more like home as we're making new memories. It just takes time. And so allow God to work things out in his time. Be patient, to trust in him.
That's great advice. For our listeners, Chris's new book is titled Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change. We'll link to it in the notes. It's a wonderful book. Whether you're going to read it yourself or you're going to read it with friends, there's some great discussion questions that can spark conversation among you in whatever group you read it with. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Elizabeth. God's blessings to you and to all of our audience today.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Concordia Publishing House podcast. I pray that this time was valuable to your walk with Christ. We'd love to connect with listeners on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Concordia Pub. Visit cph.org for more resources to grow deeper in the gospel.